June means picnics, swimming pools, and lazy summer days. But before you get into summer mode, remember that AM 580 will serve you all summer long with news and analysis of the key issues and events of the day. Support from listeners like you helps make it all possible. So please renew your membership or make an additional gift before the end of the fiscal year on June 30th. If you've received a letter from us, please send it back right away or give online at willpledge.org. Thanks very much. 72 degrees on Friends Plaza at 8:50. Time for our pre-opening commodity market report. Sitting in for Dave Dickey, Tom Rogers. Hi, Tom.
Hi, Dan. Good morning, everybody. Cash hog bids for early today range from steady to as much as $1 per hundredweight higher for deliveries this week. Some plants are reportedly still a few loads short for certain days this week, while others are closer to being full after buying additional hogs on Monday. And livestock dealers and market managers said packers appear to be processing more hogs during the week, but few, if any, plan to operate either of the next two weekends. Peoria called a dollar higher, top price at 48 even. They say if demand is good, prices might be up more than a dollar. With feed costs up, producers, they say, are hurting. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for yesterday, June 23rd, negotiated swine purchases were $12,891. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $64.50 to $77.50. The weighted average was $73.64, up $1.85 from Friday. That's up $1.85. On a live basis, barrels and gilts in the east sold from $48.23 to $61.05. The weighted average was $57.32. In the west, negotiated swine purchases were $17,159. The base price range was 66 even to 76.50. The weighted average was 74.31, up 22 cents from Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from 50.44 to 61.50. The weighted average was 59.16.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Not a whole lot of direction in the overnight trade on the Chicago Board of Trade. We'll get those numbers in a moment. We'll also get a pre-opening call from Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in a bit. First, to look at our growing areas weather for today, here's AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tom. I think the concern here is that we're going to see too much rain in parts of the Midwest once again, as showers and thunderstorms are going to become more numerous here over the next several days. Already some thunderstorms in north central and northwestern Missouri, back into southeastern Nebraska and northeastern Kansas. And over the next few days, clusters of showers and thunderstorms will develop, and that will create locally heavy rainfall. In some locations, there could be 2 to 3 inch amounts, if not a little more. Now, right now, it appears the heaviest rain across the Midwest is going to be across Iowa, northern Missouri, northern Illinois, southern Wisconsin, on into eventually southern lower Michigan, northern Indiana, northern Ohio. That's not to say that other places will not receive the rain. Some places will, all locations in the Midwest will probably get some rain over the next 5 days, but showers and thunderstorms farther to the south from central Illinois southward will be more on a scattered basis, I think, tomorrow into Saturday. So some rain will fall. Some places could get locally heavy amounts, but other places may end up with light amounts. But the bottom line is more rain is on the way, and we have to watch especially Iowa and northern Illinois, southern Wisconsin, northern Missouri, those places that already have very saturated soils from the heavy rains and flooding earlier this month. Those are the places of greatest concern. Temperature-wise, we're going to see a warm-up over the next several days and more humidity. That'll help crop growth rates across the Midwest because it has been a bit on the cool side, especially at night. We do have a bit cooler air coming in, at least temporarily, this upcoming weekend. So we may have a couple of nights over the weekend where the low temperatures in many locations get back into the 50s, but that will be replaced by warmer weather again next week. The long-range models indicate a hot dome of air over the Plain States, and the models a lot of the last couple of weeks have tried to move that hot dome over the Midwest, but there are some reasons to think that the brunt of that hot air will stay to our southwest through even next week. So I'm not too concerned about temperatures turning too hot, although some areas on the southwest fringe of the Corn Belt at times could get well into the 90s next week. But most of the Corn Belt will see temperatures within the good growth range next week. Now, as far as the delta to the south, it's generally been dry, just a few spotty showers and thunderstorms at times, and most of the rain that's fallen in the last couple of weeks has been in the northern part of the delta region. But the dry weather will generally dry weather, and when I say generally dry, there could be a couple pop-up showers and thunderstorms here and there, but generally dry weather is expected to continue today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Better chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms Friday and Saturday. And it does look like the northern areas will be favored for that. Again, a better chance of showers and thunderstorms next week. Dry weather is favorable for the wheat harvest, but they do need some rain to help boost the soybean growth there. In the hard red winter wheat belt, they've had problems with rain, especially in the northern half of the belt. It does look like hotter and drier weather will be coming in next week, so that'll help harvest. The best chance of rain over the next couple of days will be in the eastern half of Nebraska and eastern half of Kansas, so that's where there will be the most field work delays. And in the northern plains spring wheat belt on into the Canadian prairies, they're going to be getting some showers here over the next week, so they continue to have moisture. Temperatures are going to be hot to the west across Montana and on up into Saskatchewan and also Alberta. As you go farther to the east across the Dakotas and into Minnesota and Manitoba, temperature's not as hot, so they'll have less potential for stress on the crops next week, but they'll have an up and down on temperature. But right now, the Northern Plains Spring Wheat Belt and the Canadian Prairie's doing all right. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
All right, thanks, Ed. Let's take a look at overnight trade in Kansas City. The July wheat contract opened at 9.04¼ overnight, up a quarter. Last traded up 3/4. September, 9.17¼, up 3.5. Last trade up 4. Minneapolis September spring wheat opened at 9.61¼, down 2.5. Last trade down a penny. On the Chicago Board of Trade, July nearby wheat opened at 8.66, down a quarter, last traded down a half. September, 8.85, up 3/4, last trade unchanged. December wheat, 9.07¾, down a quarter, last trade down 1. March, 9.28, unchanged, last traded unchanged. And July wheat for next year, 9.39, down 3/4, last trade down 3/4. In the corn, July opened at 7.25½, up a penny and a quarter, last trade up a half. September, 7.42¾, up 4, last trade up a quarter. December, 7.61½, up 2¼, last trade up 3/4. March corn, 7.76½, up 1¾, last trade up a half. May of next year, 7.83, up 3/4, last trade down 2¼. And July 09 at 7.85¾, up a penny and a half, last trade down 1¼. July soybeans on the nearby contract, it opened overnight at 15.19, up 4, last trade up 2¾. August, 15.17, unchanged, last trade up 1. September, 15.05½, up a half, last trade down a half. November beans, 15.08, up 5½, last trade up 2½. January, 15.15¼, down 1, last trade down 4½. And March beans for next year, 15.19¼, down a penny and a half, last trade down a penny and a half. July soybean meal at 404.50 on the open, up 50, last trade up 20. August 401.40, unchanged, last trade up 40. July soybean oil, 63.63, up 36, last traded unchanged. And August at 63.95, up 34 on the open, last traded up 9. Joining us now, the pre-opening call, is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning.
Can't really say too much about any direction as far as the overnight trade goes, huh?
Not really, Tom. We were on both sides of it, and we did close a hair higher on corn and mixed on beans and a hair lower on wheat. But early calls are mixed up 2 to 3 on beans, mixed up 2 on corn, and mixed down 5 on wheat. The afternoon report yesterday had good to excellent rating on corn, 2 higher. That was expected. On beans, it was only 1 higher, and that was about as expected. But I think they're more worried about final acres than they are on the good to excellent rating. And right now, we don't think we'll have as many acres just due to the lateness and the damage to acres.
Is the weather playing any role in today's trade? Is it going to be much of a factor?
Well, they're worried about the moisture coming in the areas that were flooded. Most of the rest of the country needs rain. We could use rain here throughout where we are planted. But where they flooded, they're a little worried that that might make it a little worse again.
How about the technical picture? What's that?
Technical-wise, we look like we could go up and try to go up a ways and then back off before we try more highs.
All right, so your calls again?
We have corn unchanged up 1 to 2, beans unchanged to up 3, and wheat unchanged to down 5.
And what's it look like on the Merck?
Over at the Merck, we look like cattle will be 10 to 30 higher. They continue to boom up, and hogs mixed. We'd like to sell hogs early if they're higher.
All right. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Tom.
That is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. This is WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. Our opening market report comes your way at 9:49.
Welcome to World Briefing from the BBC.